Hello everybody, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We are holding a middle of machlokes between Ben Zayman and Yehuda. The reason why someone must be tovel before it comes into the Beis HaMikdash, before it comes into the Azara. Ben Zayman holds that it's a Kal v'Chomer, from a Kohen Gadol that's in the Kodesh the whole time, but anytime he switches, anytime he changes location or changes begadim, he must be tovel. For sure, a person that comes from a place that is not Kodesh, he must be tovel. And according to Yehuda, it just sets as a reminder, hey, I'm being tovel. Why am I being tovel? Did I touch something? So it serves as a reminder. So Gemara says, we'll learn the last three words of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, B'maika Mifli, with what are they arguing? What practical ramifications does the argument have between Ben Zayman and Rabbi Yehuda? Continues the Gemara Lamed Amud Beis. But Echuli Avoida Kamifli, when a person desecrates and a person's over and does not go to the mikvah, that's when they're arguing about. Le Ben Zayman, according to Ben Zayman, Machel Avoida. The Avoida is totally possible. Why? Because according to Ben Zayma, it must be done. It is crucial for the Avoida that a person to be titled before. So Macha Avoida is like a chol, it's like Mechalo, it's just totally desecrated. Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds, that it just serves to set as a reminder, Zatimar le Machal Avoida. The Avoida is not Machal, it's not desecrated. Because yes, he didn't do it. But okay, it just was there to set as a reminder. Okay, so that would be a difference between Ben Zayman and Yehuda, halacha l'maisa. Continues the Gemara asks, Ul Ben Zayman, according to Ben Zayman, mi machel, is it taka desecrated? Is it actually desecrated? The avoida, according to Ben Zayman, but Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa. Koyin gadol shalei toval, a koyin gadol that was not toval. V'loikidesh ben beged lebeged. It was not mekadesh between beged lebeged, ben avoida, avoida, between avoida and avoida, avoida soy kishera. His avoida is kosher echad kohen gadol, echad kohen hedyet. Whether kohen gadol, whether kohen hedyet. We see if you weren't titled before, avoida is still kosher. Continues the braisa, shulei kidesh yad v'ragov shachris. If a person was mekadesh his yadayim v'raglayim in the morning, v'avod avoida, and they didn't avoida, avodasa psula. His avoida is psula. However, we see from this braisa that if stama tvila, if he missed the tvila, it is not possible. So how can you tell me, according to Ben Zayma, that it is, the Avoida is machal, it is totally desecrated. We see over here, if a person was not tovel, the Avoida is still kosher. And for the Gemara, fine, you're right. We will not say that the chiluk, the machlekes, the point of contention between Ben Zayma and Yehuda is, if the Avoida is machal or not, is desecrated or not. Because we see from over here in this braisa that according to Ben Zayman, we see in this braisa that with even if he didn't do tefillah, it's still kosher. So that can't be the argument. Elos like the Marla making ba'asei kumifli. They're arguing about being mekayim and asei, or over here being over and not being mekayim and asei. According to Ben Zayman, that this is an asei, it's a kav v'chomer that will learn out that you must do tefillah. You're even asei if you weren't tovel. According to Yehuda, that it's just something to set as a reminder, you're not going to be over with an essay. Okay. Ella making about sake of mifugi. We're only arguing if you're being over on being mekayim and essay. According to Ben Zayma. Koi ba essay. It's here with an essay, so if you didn't do it, you're over. Rabbi Yehuda, like Koi ba essay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not over ba essay, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, this tevila was just there to be set as a reminder for the kohen to try to think if he ever touched something tamei, and if he just trying to remind himself to jog his memory. Okay, so that would be the chilek between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zayma. Ketzetz says Gemara. Gemara asks, "Umi eslei Rabbi Yehuda hay svara? Does Rabbi Yehuda actually have such a svara that you must be tovel just even for remembrance purposes, but you must be tovel? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold such a svara? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Mitzayra tovel ve'oimed b'shar nikner. A Mitzayra must be tovel and stand in the shar nikner. A little introduction. A Mitzayra counts 7 clean days. And then on the 7th day he goes to the mikvah. And then on the eighth day, he comes to Beis HaMikdash, and he does a whole bunch of avodas, put things in his hands, oils and different things, to make him become Tahir again. And he stands by the Shah Niknar, by the eastern gate of the Azara, and he puts his hands and feet inside the Azara, and that's the process of making him Tahir begins. Now, does the Mitzayra need to be Tayvel on the eighth day? He was already Tayvel on the seventh day. There's a Machlokes over here, in this Braisa, if the Mitzayra must be Tayvel again on the eighth day. That says this Braisa, Mitzayra according to Tanakama Tayvel of Aymed B'Shar Nikner. He's Tayvel on the eighth day also, and stands in the Shar Nikner. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Einoi Tzarech Tevila. He does not need Tevila on the eighth day. Shekvar, not Shekvar Tovau, Miba Erev, because he already was Taivol Miba Erev the night before, really the end of the seventh day. And says Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, you do not need to be Taivol again on the eighth day, because it was already done on the seventh day. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we found the case that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do not need to be Taivol before you go into the Azara, because he says on the eighth day you don't have to be Taivol. I would just have Rabbi Yehuda that says that you do have to go to do Tevila before you go into the Azara. So we have a steer over here. We see over here in this Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do not have to do a Tevila before you come in. And for the Gemara, what do you mean? Hahu, that case, Kidatani Taima. That case, that Braisa says, goof for the reason why over there specifically do you not have to do Tevila. Shekevar Toval Mibo Edev, because you're already Tevil the night before. So what were you asking me? According to Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you have to do a tefillah? The case over there that you don't have to do a tefillah is because he already did a tefillah the night before. There was so little time in between last night and this morning. That's why over there specifically, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you don't need to do a tefillah, but normally he wouldn't need a tefillah. Okay. Zachimara, it is such a simple answer. Udaka Irila, the one that was bothered by this, Maika Irila, why was he even bothered by this? It was such a Pasha Dechilek. Here it says that the person was titled the night before. So even according to Yehuda, it's okay. So why? What was even the question at all? I think, well, I'll tell you why. The question was like this. Mishum, we only bought this Braisa for to ask on this Braisa, from a third Braisa. Getting intense over here. Mishum de kabay lemirma achriti alel. We only bought this question and really this Braisa to ask something else. Because we have found a third Braisa. Lishchas ha-mitzayra'in, the lishchas of the mitzayra, shesha mitzayra'in taivalin. It was called the lishchas ha-mitzayra'in because there the mitzayra'in were taival. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Loi mitzayra'in bilvad amru. Not only were the mitzayra'in tayvel there, ela kol adam, but rather all people, not just a mitzayra. We see from this braisa that Yehuda holds, it says, not only mitzayra'in are tayvel there. What does that mean? That Yehuda holds that mitzayra'in are tayvel in the Beis HaMikdash on the eighth day. So here is a very big question. The second braisa that we just brought down, that Yehuda says, a mitzvah doesn't need tefillah, and here straight out it sounds like it says that lishchas mitzvahin, it wasn't only for mitzvah, but it definitely was for mitzvah. So here it seems like Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzvah does need to be tayvel on the eighth day. What is going on? And for the Gemara, loikasha. The Gemara is going to try now a few terutzim, and I'm going to come out with a few terutzim. How in that second verse Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do not have to go, doesn't have to go to be Taivol on the eighth day. And in this price, so the third one, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it must be Taivol. Okay. Says the Gemara. Like Hashia, it's not a question. Had the Tavil, had the Lay Tavil. There he was Taivol, there he was not Taivol. The case where you have to be Taivol on the eighth day was when you were not Taivol the night before. And the case that you don't have to be Taivol was when you're already Taivol the night before. So that would be the chiluk between the two braises. If maybe you're just a person totally forgot about the seventh one, so of course they'll have to do the one on the eighth day. Frag Gemara, doesn't make sense. Either like Taivol, if one of the cases they're talking about that the person was not Taivol, And that's why he has to go to Tefillah. Harav Shemesh Bayi, you cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash on that day because you need Harav Shemesh, you need the sun, you need the full day of waiting until you need Harav Shemesh. So it can't be that we made the Lishchas HaMetzarayin for people that needed Tevilah Metzarayin that weren't Tevil the day before, because if they only started to be Tevil the day of, the eighth day, they would not be able to go to come into the Beis HaMikdash on that day. And that's what they're here for. Okay. The Gemara says we'll try something else. Ella, Edi, the Tevil. Both cases, one there, Yehuda says that you are a Mitzrayah, does have to be Tevil, and the one that says a Mitzrayah doesn't have to be Tevil, Edi, the Tevil. He already was Tevil on the seventh day, the night before. So what's the difference? Hada Asachadaite. Here, it was when he was Mesiach Das. He took his mind off it. Meaning, the third brisa that says that the Lishchas Mitzrayim was for people that needed to do Tevilah, the Mitzrayim, those cases were a person was Mesiach Das. Is Mesiach Das. Then we don't know what he touched. Maybe it became Tameis. Then he has got to go to the mikvah again. And the case that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he does not have to go to the Tevilah, had the loy asachadaite, the case where the second brisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a Tevilah, is when the person wasn't Mesiach Das, and it's Tevilah from the night before, from the seventh day, does work. Fractimara, no, it can't be. If one of the cases that you're saying that you must be tevil on the eighth day, according to Yehuda, is asachadaite, he was Mesiach Das from the tefillah from the night before, you would need a full 7 days of sprinkling the third day and the seventh day. You wouldn't be able to go into Beis HaMikdash on the eighth, on this eighth day. You would need a full another 7 days with Hazah, Shlishi, Vishivi. So how can you tell me that somebody must go to the mikvah the morning of in the Beis HaMikdash if he was Mesiach Das? If someone was Mesiach Das, he must wait a whole another week. The Amar, I'll prove to you. The Amar Rabbi Stai Bar Matan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Hestech Adas, if someone was Mesiach Das, Tzarech Hazah, Shlishi Vishvi. He needs Azah of third day and the seventh day, and he cannot go on right away. So this cannot be a Teretz. Because he wouldn't be able to come in on this eighth day. We need a full another 7 days. Okay? The Gemara says, Elo Edi V'Edi, we'll try again. Elo Edi V'Edi. Both are Loi Asachadai, the Loi Asachadai, where is not Mesiach Das. Okay, he's all covered. Melekasha, it's not a question, the Stira. Hode Tavel Adas B'Yas Mikdash. There, if he was Tevil Adas coming into the Beis HaMikdash, Hadloi Tevil Adas Bias Beis El Bias Mikdash. And over here, he was not Tevil Adas Bias Mikdash. The difference between the two is as follows. When a person's Tevil, this question is like this: must he be Tevil with the mindset that I'm going into the Beis HaMikdash? So that tomorrow I'm going to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is Machlekes. And sorry, that is the difference between the two Brises. The second brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a tefillah, was talking about where the person was tevil and said, Adas, I am eating, I am going to the tefillah, Adas, I'm going into Beis HaMikdash. And the third brisa, where we see that Rabbi Yehuda, you do go to the mikvah the morning of, you do the tefillah, was when the tefillah the night before was not Adas going into Beis HaMikdash, and some require, obviously, according to this, we require that a person has, when he goes to the mikvah, the knowledge that he'll be entering the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? We stay with this answer. Okay, this is one answer. To answer the stira under Rabbi Yehuda. The Ibai same, another answer. Tani will learn, it was a mistake in the Gersa, that not Rabbi Yehuda said, Loyoy Mitzrayim Bilvad, not only Mitzrayim, that the Lishchas Mitzrayim was for Mitzrayim, but when you read it as follows, the Gemara says, Loy Mitzrayim Amru Ella Kol Adam. The way, proper way to read it, the way Rabbi Yehuda actually said it was, Loy Mitzrayim Amru. Not, they were not talking about Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim do not have to go to the mikvah on that day. Ella Kol Adam, rather on other people. So in this way that we change around the Gersa, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with his previous shita in the second brisa that Eino Yitzarech Tevilah, the Mitzrayah doesn't need Tevilah. Okay, Ravina Amar Ravina says the third answer to answer this tira. Rabbi Yehuda le Devrehim de Rabbanon ka Amar Luhu. Rabbi Yehuda is just talking in the Rabbanon's language. And he is saying as follows. Lididi, according to me, Mitzayra ein Sarach Tevila. I hold that a Mitzayra does not need Tevila. Consistent with my other Shita. Lidilchu, according to you, Rabbanon. Oiduli easy Nias, at least be Maida to me. By that, by at least be Maida to me and admit. That not, when this room was made, a mikvah, you hold that it was made for a lishkas mitzvah to be taival, agree to me that it's not just for a mitzvah, ela kaladam, it's for everybody. Agree, if you hold that everybody has to go do tevila before you go into the base of mikvah, don't call it just lishkas mitzvah. It should be a room for everyone. Meaning to say, I hold you don't have to go to the tevila. That's what I always hold, do the tefillah on the eighth day. But according to you, Rabbanon, that a person who enters the Beis HaMikdash must do a tefillah, it should be not just a mitzvah, and it should be for any other people. So therefore, we have no question, astira and Rabbi Yehuda, because it seems like from this answer, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, a person does not have to go to the mikvah before going to the Beis HaMikdash, and this mitzvah must not go. He does not have to go. Okay. So that will be the third answer to our stira. Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan answer back? Why specifically, right? Yehuda, according to this answer, Yehuda saying, according to you, Rabbanan, that you must do go to the mikvah before you go into Beis HaMikdash, it should not be limited to Mitzayra. It should be for all people. Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, would answer to this, Mitzayra, dayesh b'tumah. He's steeped in tumah. A mitzvah is used to being for the last 7 days at least, not being careful with tumah at all, because he's already tumah to the highest extent. Therefore, only a mitzvah is called lishchas mitzvah because only the mitzvah himself must go to the mikvah, because he is steeped in tumah. He was not very, very possibly he was not careful over the last time period. However, kol adam zakti gemara leidayshi b'tumah. Not everybody else is steeped in tumah. Therefore, only mitzvah would need tevila before they go into the Beis HaMikdash. Not a regular person. Okay. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "Can we say something as? Can we say the following? Neimar Rabbanan de pligi alei de Rav Yehuda. Can we say the Rabbanan that are argue on Rav Yehuda that and the Rabbanan that hold right that it was called?" That the mitzvah, right? We said that the Rabbanan hold was called lishkas mitzvah, sham mitzvah, tivlin, right? That the mitzvah is tivlin there. Can we say the Rabbanan that argue about Rabbi Yehuda, k'ben zayim esviyulu, that they hold like ben zayim that a person must always be tivlin before he enters the Beis HaMikdash? The high diktani mitzvah. So why then is machlokes specifically about mitzvah, right? Lishkas mitzvah. Why specifically about Mitzvah? It should be about everybody. V'hai yiktani Mitzvah, and the reason why it was said specifically about Mitzvah, le'diacha koichai Rabbi Yehuda, to go and proclaim the kayach, the how far Rabbi Yehuda would go to say that a person does not have to go do a tefillah, because according to this, even a Mitzvah that was used to being tamei the last few days, you would still not have to go to. You would still have to not have to go to the mikvah. V'aydani mitzvah l'diach l'kaychay de Rabbi Yehuda. Aydilma, or maybe when the Rabbanan said that a mitzvah must be tayvel, shani mitzvah d'dayesh b'toma. It is specifically in regard to a mitzvah because he's steeped in tamei. He's accustomed to touching tamei things. So this question is as follows again. There's machlekes the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda if a mitzvah needs to be taival. Can we say that the Rabbanan who hold that a mitzvah has to be taival hold like ben zayma that holds we a person must always be taival? So why specifically are we talking about a mitzvah? To show the strength of Rabbi Yehuda that argues and says even a mitzvah does not have to go to the mikvah? Or do we say that this Rabbanan don't hold always a person must go to the mikvah? It is specifically in regard to a mitzvah that he's daish b'tuma, he's steeped in tuma, that the Rabbanan hold, he must go to the mikvah. And for the Gemara, Amalei, So, Amar Lehi answered back, Shani Mitzayra, the Daesh, the Tumah, a Mitzayra is different because he is steeped in Tumah, in Tumah. He's been accustomed to become to touch tummy things. So according to his answer, it's not specifically that the Rabbanu would hold in every single case a person must go to the mikvah before he goes into the Azara. On the Abayla of Yosef, we'll finish up a few lines over here. Tvila Zu, this Tvila, according to Reb Yehuda, that it's just a remembering, just as a sign to remember, is this Tvila a Chaitzetz? Does he hold that there is a chatzitza over here? If let's say there was a chatzitza, is there an issue over here? If there's a chatzitza, or the fact that this tefillah was only said as a reminder for the person to start contemplating if he is tummy or he touched tummy things, a chatzitza would not be an issue. Amar le, Rav Yosef answered it back to Abaye. Call the tikkun rabbanon. Anything that the Rabbana were misaking, ke'ein da'iraisa tikkun. It is the misaking it as if it was a da'iraisa. And the same way a da'iraisa, a da'iraisa dika tevila would be, there would be an issue if there was a chatzitza. So too over here, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this tevila was just served as a reminder, since the Rabbana were misaking it, it's ke'ein da'iraisa tikkun and a chatzitza would pose an issue to making it a kosher tefillah. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Have a great day. All the best.